Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, March 12th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how farms across the Midwest use biosolids, a type of byproduct from wastewater treatment plants, to fertilize their land. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. 5,500 Illinois residents have had their federal student loans canceled under a new repayment plan that amounts to more than $40 million in debt relief. Lisa Kurian-Phillip reports.
The Biden-Harris administration recently moved up the timeline for loan cancellation under the new SAVE plan from 20-plus years of payments to 10. Those who borrowed $12,000 or less qualify. Richard Cordray is the chief operating officer at Federal Student Aid.
This is the most borrower-friendly plan that the federal government has ever offered. Everybody who owes on student loans, it is worth taking just a few minutes to check out the SAVE plan on studentaid.gov and get signed up for that.
Apart from cancellation, the SAVE plan can lower monthly payments to as little as $0 based on income. Lisa Kurian-Phillip.
The state of Illinois is finally making available $18.5 million to assist and protect witnesses of violent crime. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Illinois lawmakers passed a bill almost 2 years ago to reimburse police departments and state's attorneys for relocating witnesses, covering costs for utilities, mental health treatment, and more. Then last year, Governor J.B. Pritzker allocated $30 million to the program. But the money wasn't made available until now. Arati Singh with the Alliance for Safety and Justice says her group still doesn't know why the state has taken so long to give out the money.
Survivors need a lot of support after going something traumatic like that, and just like knowing what's fully available is just always more helpful than not.
Grant applications opened up for law enforcement officials last month. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
This year's daylight saving time started this weekend when Illinois residents moved their clocks forward 1 hour. But a new proposal in the Illinois House would set a permanent standard time across the state. The change would go into effect when neighboring Midwestern states also make the switch. Democratic State Representative Daniel Dittich is the bill's sponsor. He says this legislation is about protecting public health and safety.
During the weeks when we change the clocks, the incidence of heart attacks and strokes go up, the incidence of car accidents go up, and that's because when you change the clocks like that, it impacts our circadian rhythm.
The bill is currently one of two in the House that addresses daylight saving time in Illinois. A local organization is working with artists to create murals honoring the lives and contributions of African Americans in the Champaign County area. Illinois Student Newsroom's Stephanie Mosqueda has more on this collaboration between 40 North and the Champaign County African American Heritage Trail.
The trail's mission is to educate residents and visitors about Black people who have shaped the area. The group is inviting artists to apply to create artwork for a new mural series. Tim Orvik is the Community Development Manager of Experience Champaign-Urbana and works with the trail. He says the murals will further the trail's mission by making local Black history visible.
They will hopefully find our website, find our other resources, have conversations with their neighbors or their family or their community members, and learn about this history and learn about the incredible contributions of African Americans in Champaign-Urbana.
Orvik says submissions are due by March 15th, and the project is set to be completed by the end of the year. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how farms across the Midwest use biosolids, a type of byproduct from wastewater treatment plants, to fertilize their land. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
On Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Members can watch all three episodes now with WILL Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Applying organic waste like manure to farmland has been going on for centuries, and biosolids follow the same logic. They're a type of treated sewage from wastewater plants that make a nutrient-rich fertilizer. But a group of toxic forever chemicals known as PFAS are slipping through the cracks and could be inadvertently contaminating millions of acres of farmland. As Harvest Public Media contributor Teresa Holmsey explains, few states are regularly testing for PFAS in their biosolids.
Jason Grostick comes from a long line of farmers.
We're a 100-plus year operation. My grandpa milked cows, my dad milked cows, I milked cows, got into the beef industry. It's in my blood.
But Grostick may be at the end of the line. 2 years ago, he was blindsided when the state of Michigan ordered him to shut down, citing high levels of PFAS in his beef and soil. For years, Grostick had been using biosolids to fertilize his crops, which he then fed his cattle. But he says he was never warned about PFAS.
I took a fertilizer source that was recommended and was EPA approved, and the government dropped the ball by not testing it and assuring it was a clean product.
His entire 400-acre farm has been deemed unusable, and Grostick says he's now near bankruptcy. Michigan has conducted one of the most extensive PFAS investigations in the country, and it's led the state to wastewater plants, biosolids, and eventually Grostick's farm. Stephanie Kammer is an emerging pollutants manager with Michigan's Environmental Department.
We are wanting to get to as low a concentrations of PFAS in our effluent and our biosolids as we can.
PFAS are a group of chemicals widely used in consumer and industrial products, but they don't break down and wastewater plants can't treat them. Few states even screen for PFAS in their wastewater. Michigan goes a step further and sets a standard for PFAS levels in biosolids.
If we have biosolids under 20 parts per billion, we feel pretty comfortable that there isn't a significant source.
But those standards were set with a lot of uncertainty. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release PFAS guidelines on biosolids later this year.
To establish any regulation, I just think this is a little premature.
Emmy Leo is with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. She says Iowa doesn't have the funding to test wastewater or biosolids and doesn't plan to until there's more federal guidance.
I think the right approach is to wait for the science to be cleared up of what is the toxicity, the PFAS. Then there is the regulation to establish the limits.
Harvest Public Media reached out to 13 Midwestern states. While four, including Michigan, have a PFAS biosolid strategy, 9 states said they're not regularly testing and will wait for the EPA's lead. But testing for PFAS in biosolids didn't go far enough for officials in Maine. In 2022, that state banned the use of biosolids altogether after dozens of contaminated farms were identified.
It seems like a pretty common sense approach, I think, to a lot of us to then ban the application.
Shelley McGuire is a policy and research director with the Maine Farmland Trust, which supports the ban. McGuire says while the state investigates farms for contamination, it's also created a $60 million fund to help impacted farmers. She says a similar national fund could encourage states to act.
With PFAS, if you look for it, you will find it. I think other states would be better supported in addressing PFAS if there was a federal safety net.
No safety net currently exists for farmers in Michigan. Jason Grostick has lost his family business, and he's had to break the news to his kids that they won't take over the farm.
And it's not a conversation you want. It's not one I should have to have.
Grostick doubts he's the only farm with PFAS contamination in Michigan or the Midwest. And as more states look at PFAS, Grostick says farmers can't be left behind. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Teresa Holmsey.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 70 degrees, southwest wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Lisa Kurian, Mawa Iqbal, Jade Marceau, Stephanie Mosqueda, and Teresa Holmesy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.